remember what edict was published 2 years ago, I think it was on a Saturday, the 18th or 19th of December, that ran through the country into chaos. Boris cancelled Christmas, you may remember, and put a lot of the country into a lockdown. Despair and chaos ensued. Some families had all the food, others had none. Others would not see family and friends for months or even years. The world today perhaps seems in an even greater meltdown. As we know all too well, we live in very troubled and troubling times. Let alone more personal situations you or your loved ones may be facing, especially at Christmas, when loss and pain may be felt so keenly. In our readings today, both of them were in situations of total upheaval. Every third year, the lectionary concentrates on the Gospel of Matthew, and thus on Joseph, with the wise men, the flight to Egypt, showing how Jesus is the longed-for Messiah, the fulfilled Jewish hopes and prophecies, rather than as in Luke, who traces Jesus' ancestry back to Adam. His gospel is one for all people, more centred on Mary and the shepherds. Matthew's gospel is sometimes called the royal gospel. Jesus is seen as a descendant of the royal house of David, tracing back even further to Abraham, the father of the Jews. But via some pretty doubtful characters. Abraham, the patriarch who abandoned his son Ishmael, and twice endangered his wife's safety in order to save his own skin. Jacob, the trickster usurper who humiliated his older brother. David, who slept with another man's wife and then ordered that man's murder to protect his own reputation. Tamar, who pretended to be a sex worker, and Rahab, who was one, and others. Yet Joseph is a somewhat shadowy figure, whose vital role in the Christmas story and in salvation history is perhaps often overlooked. I wonder what kind of man you think Joseph was. Were there any pictures of him influenced you, or the words of carols? I've printed a few. My printer's having a very hissy fit, so I'm afraid one of them's in colour and the other's in black and white. And I didn't have time to look through all the carols, but listen out. All I remember was a bit of a tune saying, well, Joseph was a good man. I expect John could sing it to us.
Joseph was a good man. Little
thank you, John. That's as far as I thought. But in my head. So Matthew describes him as a righteous man, living as God hoped, quiet, God-fearing. 19th century paintings depict a calm carpenter in a very tidy workshop with the young boy Jesus helping him. Tradition thinks perhaps he was older as he disappears from the Gospels. He seems to have been the pillar of the community, not someone to rock the boat. But let's try to imagine ourselves into Joseph's situation. As Matthew tells the story, the God-fearing carpenter wakes up one morning to find his world has been shattered. His fiancée is pregnant. He knows for sure he's not the father, and suddenly he has no good options to choose from. If he calls attention to Mary's out-of-wedlock pregnancy, she might be stoned to death, as the Levitical law prescribes. If he divorces her quietly, she'll be reduced to begging or prostitution to support herself and the child. If, on the other hand, he marries her son will be Joseph's heir instead of his own biological child. Moreover, Joseph will be tainted forever by the scandal of Mary's illicit pregnancy and by her ridiculous, even blasphemous claim that the baby's father is somehow God. His anguish must have been overwhelming. Feelings of betrayal by Mary. What is the right thing to do? Where is God in it all? as one writer expresses it so well, in choosing Joseph to be Jesus' earthly father, God led a righteous man with an impeccable reputation straight into doubt, shame, scandal, and controversy. God certainly moves in mysterious ways. So often in the Bible, and certainly in all the nativity stories, God does not necessarily do things as we would. But it's so reassuring and encouraging that God works through unexpected people, as Paul says, through earthly vessels. Remember Hebrews 11, that great hymn of faith, showing how God works in extraordinary ways, and through people who probably felt or were seen as a failure, inadequate, dodgy characters, often full of doubt in their lifetime. So what convinces Joseph to be willing to say yes? God speaking to him through an angel in a dream, in that deep silence of the night when the conscious mind may be still, the heart alert to God. The angel appears and says, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." God still speaks through dreams and perhaps nightmares too, through God's messages, both angelic and spirit-led humans, to bring guidance, reassurance, greater wholeness, though we may need a wise guide to help us hear God's message. I know of at least one person in our church family who has experienced God's protection and guidance in a dramatic way through angels. God continues to speak to us here and now, perhaps in less dramatic ways, through the Spirit's small voice in Scripture and its interpretation. So helpful to listen to it with others. In Scripture set to music, especially at this time of year, listen out for God speaking to you, to me, in the words and music this Christmas, in the beauty of the flowers and the beauty of the decorations around us, in the words or lives of wise friends, all expressing that wonderful promise recorded by Isaiah in our first reading, God's promise to Ahaz, who was also living in very messy, conflicted times, not making a great job of it. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin or young woman will conceive and bear, give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. This amazing promise made a reality in the incarnation, in God coming in human form, alive and present with us through the resurrected Christ and the gift of the Spirit. There's so much to ponder in this part of the Nativity story. However one interprets it on the spectrum of history, salvation history, profound symbolic truth, much to consider about the surprising ways of God. Three particular thoughts struck me as I read. I can only remember up to three before Simon teases me. Be prepared and open to be surprised by the ways God acts. God certainly works in unexpected ways and through unlikely people, and that includes each of you and me. God also constantly challenges our norms and values, invites us to expand our understanding of God and God's ways. A huge challenge today, both within the church and in society, particularly in terms of the people we welcome and our planet. Secondly, God is with us and in us, Emmanuel, come what may. We trust because all we read of God in Scripture, like Joseph and everyone in the Christmas stories, far from easy, we need to remind each other that God is present, and we are loved. And lastly, we are all meant to be a mother of God. God is constantly ready to be born in us. These are words from the 12th century mystic Meister Eckhart, and I was deeply moved and challenged hearing them on an Advent meditation is a promise that is both a privilege and a challenge for us this Christmas and in the coming years. God longs to be born in us, to love us into becoming more the person God created us to be. May we allow God to speak to us, to make us more Christ-like in all we do each day, the way we are, our kindness to people, to lonely people, making contact with help in so many ways we can reach out and be Christ to others, that through us God may be born for others. I discovered John Cup Russell wrote a new carol to celebrate all those who worked on the COVID vaccines. In it we hear Joseph's weariness and doubt, and then his awe and wonder at the miracle taking place in the unlikeliest of locations and with the unlikeliest of companions. Although we are now so wonderfully protected by the vaccines, the words still speak to us today. Long and weary was the journey, hard and dark the road we trod. Deep enfolded in the stillness of the night, it seemed I heard the voice of God. Fear not, Joseph, weep not, Mary, travel on through the darkness of night. Bethlehem will see his glory, Christ, Emmanuel, the Lord of light. God in Christ speaks to us too. Fear not, weep not, I am with you.
Amen.